It is such a beautiful Friday that I thought about this song when I think about what may go on tonight and with the Saints this weekend. I mean, man, let's just get out there and have a great time. But this, crank this song up. Let's take this town, man. That is O-A-R. Song is called This Town. I thought it kind of fit on this beautiful Friday afternoon. The Facebook video is up. Conversation going on there right now. Is there a difference between Saints fans being cocky and confident? Is there a difference? I think there's a big difference. We'll talk more about that in the next hour. You know, I'm hearing some Saints fans go, "Yeah, we're going to run the tables. Yeah, we're going to win it all." It's one thing to be confident, but let's not be too cocky, because you certainly wouldn't want the players to be that way. So as fans, you shouldn't be that way either. Here's an update on our Blue Runner Foods poll question. Is banning items like Nazi Christmas decorations and KKK robes for sale a good move or a violation of freedom of speech? Now it's 61% say violation of freedom of speech. 39% say it's a good move. Give us your opinion at WWL.com. All right, coming up in a few minutes, I want to tell you who became a citizen of the United States on Wednesday. Now, there are a lot of people who are celebrities who spend a lot of time in this country, but they're not U.S. citizens. Well, this person took time to become a U.S. citizen. We'll tell you all about that in just a few minutes. Also, there are reports that the NRA is in financial trouble. So in order to cut expenses, the NRA has recently cut out free coffee and water coolers at the Virginia headquarters. I mean, is that going to really help? I mean, were they spending that much on coffee and water coolers? There's a report that shows the NRA is struggling to exist. Revenue from dues dropped $35 million last year. And that led to an increase in dues and less money spent in the recent midterm elections. One of the big financial drains on the NRA apparently is this ongoing legal fight that they have going on in the state of New York. Critics went to Twitter mockingly offering the NRA their thoughts and prayers. And also, I want to add to the conversation this hour. Some restaurants around the country are starting to ban cell phone use at the table. Is that a good idea? I mean, it can be very obnoxious. But, you know, somebody talking on their phone, is that any different than somebody talking to somebody else at the table? Would you favor a restaurant that banned customers from using cell phones, even if you're somebody who uses a cell phone at the table? If you want to join us with your comment, and are there any restaurants in the New Orleans area or the Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, Gulf Coast area? Or if you're listening around the country on your tablet, your phone, or your laptop, are there any restaurants that you know of that ban cell phone use? Because there's some restaurants that are now putting boxes on the tables, and everybody's supposed to put their phone in the box and not use it at all while they're dining. But should there be a ban? I realize this is free enterprise, and a restaurant has a right to do this. Is this something kind of like the smoking thing? There were people who said, "Oh, you mean you ban smoking and restaurants going to go out of business?" Well, that didn't happen. In fact, even banning smoking in bars in New Orleans, in the French Quarter, didn't stop business. People just go outside to smoke. So it's kind of like that. Would you? I mean, there are people who like to go certain places because there's no smoking. There are people who will go to some of the casinos on the Gulf Coast because there's no smoking. There's smoking in some, but not in all of them. So would you favor a restaurant that bans cell phone use? I mean, they can do that if they want to. And if you don't like going to the restaurant without being able to use your cell phone, then you don't have to go. You have the freedom to do that, and the restaurant would have the freedom to ban cell phone use. Is this something that, you know, would help protect us from ourselves? You know, we should be considerate and smart enough to know, hey, you know what? We should be able to take a break here and just not use our cell phones while we eat. But, I mean, it's become such an addiction. And I admit, I'm guilty of it too sometimes. I try not to talk on the phone at the table. But if I get a call that I feel like I need to take and I don't just decline it, then I'll get up and walk away, and I won't talk at the table. But, you know, I mean, I've tweeted at the table. I've ignored the person that I'm with because sometimes they're tweeting as well. So, I mean, should there be this ban to maybe kind of break us of this habit of using cell phones, whether it's calling or texting, at the table while we're dining? If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. You know, when I went to Tokyo a few years back, I thought it was interesting that in Tokyo, they had a ban on cell phone use in restaurants, but there was no ban on smoking. So you could smoke in the restaurant in Tokyo, but you had to go outside to use your cell phone. And some of the restaurants actually had wiring and electronic equipment in the ceiling that blocked the cell phone signal, so you could not use your cell phone. But would that be a good thing? Would you think it would be a good idea to go to a restaurant that bans cell phone use? 260-1870, text 870-870. Lewis in Thibodeau, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing there, man?
Good, Lewis.
I was telling your gentleman that.
Wait. When you say my gentleman, let's be clear about this because of what some people think.
I should say the gentleman that answered the call.
Hey, did you hear somebody talked to Scoot's gentleman? No, that's Ian Hoke, our studio producer there. I wanted to clear that up.
Okay. Yeah, you don't need any more of that, right?
No,
anyway, I frequent Houston's on St. Charles fairly often, and I noticed I took some clients to lunch last week, and I noticed that they had a sign that I hadn't seen before that said, we'd appreciate you not using your cell phone at the table, or we'll refuse to, take your order. So that was a first for me. And, I don't blame them. I mean, it can get obnoxious when you got people calling you, at four guys sitting at the table or girls sitting at the table and everybody's on the phone. I'm like you. If I get an important call and I have to take it, I'll step out. If not, I'll text that person and say, hey, I have to call you back. And it can be rude, and if you have a lot of people doing it, it really is obnoxious. So, kudos to you.
Yeah, it is. And but did you honor that? Did you see people in the restaurant honoring the sign that simply said, we would appreciate it if you would not use your cell phone?
Yeah, I mean, not that I was really looking around for it, but I didn't really, I really didn't see anybody doing it. And, Houston's is, it's a nice restaurant. It's not overpriced. Food's always good. And they take care of you there. You always have, two or three servers, taking care of you. So, hey, I agree. I mean, sometimes it can be a bit loud and obnoxious when other tables are doing it and you're trying to sit there and have a conversation. So, hey. Put it away for an hour while you have a good lunch.
Lewis, I'm glad you called. Have a great, great weekend. If you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870. And our text is 870-870. It's interesting how sometimes we ask for rules that help us be better people when we really have the ability to be better people without the rules. Would you boycott or would you favor a restaurant that bans cell phone use? I'm Scoot. We're coming right back with more of your comments. It's Friday on WWL. This past Wednesday, Billy Idol became a U.S. citizen. Are you happy about that? I am. Like his music. Loved him in The Wedding Singer. I'm kind of proud of Billy Idol becoming a U.S. citizen. Are you? I've only met Billy Idol once, and this would have been, the mid-80s. And it was backstage at the Mississippi Gulf Coast Coliseum. And I guarantee you, when I interviewed him, it seemed like he had half a Columbia packed up his nose. But, that just was my impression of the moment with Billy Idol. All right, so since we're talking about Billy Idol becoming a citizen, who would you like to denounce their citizenship? Who's a U.S. citizen who you just wish? If we got Billy Idol as a new U.S. citizen, who do you wish was not a U.S. citizen? Our number's 260. It's Friday, so we can have fun with this. 260-1870. Every code 504. 260-1870. And our text is 870-870. And we're also talking about restaurants. Should some restaurants ban customers from using cell phones at the table? And, you know, why do we let this bother us so much? Because if somebody's talking on their cell phone at the table, they could also be talking to somebody else at the table. So it's not like we expect total quiet from the table next to us. But you know the people that I hate on the cell phone? And I know you know who I'm talking about. It's the person who is on the cell phone and they're talking very loudly and they're looking around to make sure people are looking at them. I mean, I see this at airports, you know, walking around and they're looking at everybody to make sure that they're looking at them. And they're talking about things like, well, yeah, that's really going to be a big deal. Yeah, we're going to get that deal done. Yeah, well, I think we'll put in about $10,000. You know, and they're walking around or at their table, they're talking loudly and they're looking around to see who's looking at them. So it's like, you know, it's a kind of a performance art for them. Those are the people that bug me. But, I wouldn't have a problem with a restaurant banning cell phone use at the table. Here is a text. Wow, this is interesting. People who you wish would denounce their citizenship. Any of the Kardashians. Another text says, I wish my neighbor wasn't a U.S. citizen. Yeah, I've had a few of those neighbors too. This text says, I wish Whoopi Goldberg would get the blank out. Another text says, David Duke. Another text says, Donald Trump. I knew it was going to happen. It didn't take long either. I knew it would happen. Somebody wants me to denounce my citizenship. Well, that's not going to happen. Here's a text, Nancy Pelosi. By the way, Nancy Pelosi seems to be pretty confident that she's going to be Speaker of the House. And she's meeting with some people who may challenge her. The Republicans really want her to be Speaker of the House. Because that's what a disaster I think it would be for the Democrats. So that's why they would like it. And plus, it would give President Trump just, you know, the perfect enemy. I mean, he would have a target on her back every day. And she would say things that would cause him to fire away. I just, look, if the Democrats want to move forward, they shouldn't have Nancy Pelosi as the Speaker of the House. DJ from Marrero, welcome to our show.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, all these people that want to get on there crying about if Trump becomes president, I'm gonna move to Canada. If Hillary becomes president, I'm gonna move to Canada.
Yeah,
we live in a world full of crybabies, man.
Yeah, they don't do that, dude. They don't ever leave, do they?
No, that's the thing. If you're gonna leave, just leave. Yeah. Don't talk about it. Get the hell out of here. We don't need you.
Well, and here's the other thing, DJ. It's like, wait a minute. So you're basically telling us that. If you're threatening to leave the country if we don't vote the way you want us to vote, so that means that we want you in the country so badly that we're going to vote the way you tell us to vote, or, oh, my God, you might leave?
Yeah, oh God forbid, right?
Really? Yeah, you know, it's silly. And people do say it, like, you know, if so-and-so wins, I'm going to leave the country. But you know what? They don't leave. And just think about the ego behind that. My God, I mean, you're that important that you think people are going to vote a certain way because of the thought of you maybe possibly leaving our country? Here's a text that says, Bette Midler. We're talking about people who should denounce their citizenship. Ted Nugent can go. Here's a text, another text that says, Trump. Another text says, Don Lemon, who is a host on CNN. I think he starts at about 9 o'clock our time. Alec Baldwin. Another text says, get the gutter punks out of here. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870. Text 870-870. Let's go to the Gulf Coast. And Jonathan, welcome to our show.
Hey, man. How's it going today?
Good.
Good. Great. Listen, I think I'm not really for the premise of trying to get anyone to denounce U.S. citizenship. Because we're the greatest country in the world, and I would strongly want them to be proud and excited about being it. But if we were going to, I'll play the game. I would like to see George Soros gone because I think he drives a wedge as much as anybody, pretty drastically. But I'll take another step and say this. Those that are coming in, I think we should definitely make them denounce all citizenship to any other countries. And that should be like one of the first steps to becoming a U.S. citizen is, hey, let's see you denounce at the country you're from and take up the American way. But anyway,
why is that important to you that they denounce where they're from?
Well, because for to be born here and to be a true patriot, I believe it's very difficult to, you know, have this tie back to your native culture. And of course, I know you can, the other argument, you know, well, that's what makes us so great is the melting pot, and we kind of mix everybody. But I think that's kind of led us astray from having that true, you know, diehard belief that USA, America, is the greatest country. So I feel like they are to denounce, you know, where they're from, at least. You know what I mean? Bring some of your culture. I get that. That's fine. But leave your flag. You know what I mean? Don't come over here and raise me your flag and everything like that, you know, in our community.
So before Billy Idol became a U.S. citizen on Wednesday, he should have denounced his citizenship to the U.K.?
I would say yes. I would say he denounce your citizens there. None of this dual citizenship stuff where you get to be, you know, part of them. And the celebrities are the ones who get to, you know, pass that. And I know they let some other people do that, but a lot of times, yeah, you know, they're the only ones that kind of get to do that, dual passports and all that fun stuff. But, you know, the common people, they don't just pass that out to all of us. So what I would say is, yeah, make them denounce. You know, you want to be an American citizen? Well, you know, show us. Prove it.
Jonathan, I respect your opinion. I know a lot of people agree with you. I totally disagree with that. I don't think you should have to denounce your citizenship. I mean, I think that sometimes Americans are jealous because people are more worldly than we are, because people from other countries speak more than one language, and collectively as a country, we're really behind with that. I think it would be cool to be a citizen of two different countries, especially if you abide by the rules of both countries. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. I'm Scoot, and we will be right back on WWL. It has been so much fun picking music that goes with the day. Mr. Blue Sky, Electric Light Orchestra. Now, let's just let this go for a few more minutes. Well, not a few minutes, just a few moments. I mean, aren't there certain songs that, like, on a day like today that you just love to hear? Okay, so look, this is something that brings me back to something we often talk about. I'm not going to get into this too deeply, but we select music based on our mood. If you're not in love, or if you just really had a nasty, nasty breakup, you hear a love song, it's not going to make you fall in love. But if you're in love, you choose a love song to listen to because it fits your mood. And that's why when these parents want to blame the music for kids that commit suicide, you can't blame the music. The music is a symptom. It's a reflection of the problem. The music is not causing them to commit suicide. The music is simply reflecting their mood in the same way that, like, on a day like today, man, the music reflects your mood. If it is, you know, it might brighten your day a little bit if on a really down, rainy, cold, windy Monday, you know, you played a really up song. I mean, it might help you a little bit, but it's not going to totally change your mood. But if you're in a great mood, like on a day like today, heading into what's going to be a beautiful weekend, you hear great songs. Well, that fits your mood. All right, so Billy Idol became a U.S. citizen on Wednesday, and I thought that was pretty cool. Proud to have him as a U.S. citizen. And we're talking about people that you wish would denounce their citizenship. And look, it's Friday, so, you know, this doesn't have to be too serious. We can have a little fun with this. Here's a text that says, Joe Buck. You mean the announcer, Joe Buck? The Fox announcer, Joba, who did the game last night? Come on, I don't think so. I mean, of all the people to denounce their citizenship, with Joe Buck. And by the way, Troy Aikman had some really positive things to say about the New Orleans Saints last night during Thursday Night Football. Here's a text that says, would love to see Louis Farrakhan gone. He hates America. Here's another text that says, I think you mean renounce, not denounce. Renounce, denounce. I don't know. You want to check that? I like to be accurate. So, Ian, you want to check on that for me? I want to make sure that that's right. Oh, here's a text that says, would love for a Nick Saban to renounce. I guess it is renounce. Yeah. I try to be accurate, but, you know, I'm a human being and I'm not always accurate. I know a lot of people would like to see Nick Saban out of here because he continues to, wait, I'm trying to see it here. Okay, renounce means to give up or relinquish or declare your ending support. Denounce means that you condemn openly, accuse publicly, and formally end a treaty. So it could be either one, really. I mean, it could either be denounce or renounce. So I'm not as stupid as I thought I was. From La Place, Colin, you're on WWL. Huh? Hey, Colin.
No, I think you got to go in through the other side.
Hey, Colin. Hey, Colin. All right, let's put Colin on hold. He's obviously got some business going on there. From Gentilly, Josh, welcome.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
I'm good.
Well, I want to talk about the little pool, about the little merchandise.
Yeah.
Okay, and the question was, is it a good thing or is it a violation of freedom of speech?
Yeah.
Yes, it's a violation of freedom of speech, but it's also a good thing.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it's the right thing to sell, but you know, if we really do respect the purity of freedom of speech, we have to allow those things that we disagree with to be said or expressed.
But to be honest with you, I disagree with that because
you can't. I mean, you can't be an American and disagree with that. I mean, you can't say that the white supremacists don't have a right to march.
They have a right to march. That doesn't make it right.
Well, I get
that's
that.
What I'm saying.
No, I understand that. I mean, I agree with you. Selling Nazi Christmas decorations or a KKK robe, that's okay. Not right. But if you have a right to do it, how do you stop it?
Okay. Can you answer one question? Which store was selling this merchandise?
No, this was going to be sold by vendors at the Kentucky State Fair.
Okay, so that makes it seem like the vendors support, I guess, the movement or something. We all know what the KKK Nazi history even today represents.
Well, sometimes people do things just to make the money, and sometimes they do support the things that they sell.
Okay.
Think about all the people that don't smoke and think smoking is terrible for you, but they own a store that sells cigarettes.
Okay. Also, like, cheating on your wife is not against the law, but does that make it a good thing?
No, of course it's wrong.
It's wrong. So we just being us as humans know it's wrong just because it's not law. It doesn't not make it not wrong.
Well, Josh, I get that. I got to get to a break here. I mean, I clearly understand that. But even though you don't like something because it's not right, it doesn't mean that we should ban it because of the First Amendment. All right, here's another song we can crank up a little bit going into the break, all right? It is a beautiful Friday, November 16th. This is going to be one spectacular weekend, so crank it up. I'm Scoot. Hang on, we're coming right back on WWL. It's Free For All Friday, and one of the hottest topics we had this week was the male freshman at a local school, the Morris Jeff Community School here in New Orleans, was selected by the students of the school as homecoming queen. And a lot of people freaked out about that. And I wrote a blog about it, that in the blogs that I wrote this week and in the past. All of that is on our Facebook, that's on our WWL website. So just go to WWL.com, menu at the top, click on shows, and go down, click on the Scoot page, and you'll find it there. Male freshman becomes homecoming queen. Should society be alarmed? That's the title of the blog. I don't think so. I don't think it's a big deal. This is a young generation defining gender on their level. And it was the students that voted for this guy. It wasn't a prank. It wasn't a joke. They understand that he was transgender. They understand him, and they wanted to give him this honor. That's their decision. That's not our decision, so I don't have a problem with that. All right, so we're talking about Billy Idol. He became a U.S. citizen on Wednesday, holding a small American flag in his hand as he took the oath. So that kind of led me to think, all right, let's talk about some of the people that you would like to see renounce or denounce their citizenship. And I love when the audience understands me and gets the show. Like this text that says, Vladimir Putin should renounce his U.S. citizenship. And I've got another text here that says, the Atlanta Falcons. Everybody at CNN. Well, hey, what about Rick Santorum? I mean, the former Republican senator, didn't he run for president? You want to kick him off CNN too? He's a conservative. Now the text says Michael Moore. Here's a text: who should renounce their citizenship? Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Come on, Barack Obama's not even a citizen. He's a citizen of Kenya. So I mean, how can he renounce his U.S. citizenship? From Biloxi, Jerry, you're on WWL.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm good.
I have a trilogy, if you don't mind.
Go.
Matt Damon, Brad Pitt, and Robert De Niro.
Matt Damon, Brad Pitt, and Robert De Niro.
Yeah. Every time they get a chance, they'll have a little snippet about something they don't like about America.
Yeah, they do.
And yet we've made them rich. So I don't have any sympathy for all three of them.
All right, Jerry. Glad you contributed to our show. Here's a text: Kanye West can renounce his citizenship, along with this boy. What boy? I mean, the boy that became homecoming queen? Seriously? Man, don't pick on that kid. I mean, again, that's not our decision. That's a generational thing. They made this kid homecoming queen. It's a guy. Made him homecoming queen. He's transgender. So, you know, let them define what gender means to them. That's not our business. Here's a text, Joy Behar. Another one says Justin Bieber. And another one says Colin Kaepernick. All right, if you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. You know, when we mention some of these people that should denounce their citizenships, I mean, I guess we're not really boarding the love train, are we? All right, it's a great-looking Friday afternoon, and we're acting like it. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Sunday, Saints back home in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome against the Eagles. Our pregame show starts at 11 o'clock. Guess who's back? The boys are back in town. Yes, they are. Can't wait for that game Sunday afternoon. Flex time, a kickoff is at 3:25. It means the nation is going to be watching the Saints. And Troy Aikman last night on Thursday Night Football at the end, postgame show, gave the Saints a lot of credit, a lot of props for the way they're playing right now. So a lot of people are, and rightfully so. Here's a text. The fact is Americans per capita are susceptible to the power of suggestion. That's why they have commercials. No, that's not true. Because a commercial can't make you do something that you really don't want to do. If you're not, I'll just be brief about this, but I could go on and talk about this for hours. If you're not a beer drinker, the greatest beer commercial, the most expensive, greatest, tempting beer commercial ever made will not turn you into a beer drinker. If you are a beer drinker, it might cause you to switch to that brand. From Metairie, Eddie, you're on WWL.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
I've been listening to your show for quite a long time.
I appreciate that.
I wanted to say that caller that talked about how dual citizenship, you should have to renounce your citizenship.
Yeah, a guy called and said that if you become a citizen of the U.S., you should denounce your citizenship to your other country, and I disagree with that.
I disagree, too. My sister, I'm from Costa Rica. I'm a permanent resident alien. I just haven't been able to afford becoming a citizen, living paycheck to paycheck to pay for my bills and everything for my family. So it's just been really hard. But she's living a better life, and she was able to get her dual citizenship, and she's an average person. So anybody can get a dual citizenship if they have.
Yeah, I think that's fine. Eddie, I'm going to have to move on, but man, good luck, and I hope things work out for you and you get to become a U.S. citizen.
I want to, trust me.
All right. Thanks, Eddie. And you know, attitude is the biggest part of that. Here's a text that says, my son has dual citizenship. He lives in the U.K. with his British wife. Why should he have to renounce his citizenship? So silly. Well, I agree with that. Here's a text that says, they won't allow obscene shirts to be sold on Bourbon Street anymore. Really? I was on Bourbon Street last night. You want to tell you what? I can't even tell you the shirts I saw because I can't say that on the air. So, again, I don't know where you got that information, but I was on Bourbon Street for a few minutes last night on my way from one place to another. I mean, I don't like hang out on Bourbon Street. I want to clear that up. People get the wrong idea about everything. The daily Facebook video is up on our Facebook page, WWL Radio. Live conversation going on there right now during our show. And it's about the Saints. Some fans are becoming too cocky. It's okay to be confident, but isn't there a difference between being cocky and being confident? Is it too soon to say the Saints are going to run the table? I'm hearing more fans start to say that. More of your calls, and we'll pick up that part of the conversation next.